Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the people of the Reformed and always reforming Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, October 31st, which is both Halloween and Reformation Sunday. As always, let's begin with prayer. Light us up with your spirit, O God, that the words we hear will speak to our hearts as your word made known to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading from 2 Samuel shows a turning point in the story of Israel as a nation. The first part from chapter 5 notes the moment when David becomes king over all the tribes of Israel and Judah. The transfer of the Ark of Yahweh we hear of in the second part from chapter 6 will lead the Israelites to reflect on God's place in this new political landscape. Reading from 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 1 through 5 and chapter 6 again verses 1 through 5, let's listen for God's word. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your bone and flesh. For some time, while Saul was king over us, it was you who led out Israel and brought it in. The Lord said to you, 'It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel, you who shall be ruler over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. Then David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Baal Judah to bring up there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Amminadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Amminadab, were driving the new cart with the Ark, and Ahio went in front of the Ark. David and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals." So ends our first reading. Our second reading is from the book of Psalms. Psalm 150, a hymn of praise, celebrates God's holy work of shaping the world and giving life to everything that breathes. It is, of course, the final book of the Psalter, and most scholars agree that this last psalm was intentionally compiled and placed as the closing psalm. In that case, it was written at a time when the people were poor and oppressed by the Persian Empire with little hope of restoration of the Davidic line. Like the 2 Samuel text, despite these troubles, which were neither ignored nor dismissed, Psalm 150 continues to call God's people to praise in all circumstances. Our reading of Psalm 150 is from the Book of Common Worship Psalter. Listen again for God's word to us today. Hallelujah! Praise God in the holy temple. Give praise in the firmament of heaven. Praise God who is mighty indeed. Give praise for God's excellent greatness. Praise God with the blast of the ram's horn. Give praise with lyre and harp. Praise God with timbrel and dance. Give praise with strings and pipe. Praise God with resounding cymbals. Give praise with loud, clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.